Hey baby, it's Sara again. I know these are some really stressful times right now. Even before the pandemic, you know, life is stressful. Dealing with work, dealing with personal situations, you know, maybe you have family stress with any sort of relationships, you know, with coworkers, with friends. Maybe you're dealing with some medical issues or money troubles. Maybe you're worried for someone else right now. Maybe you're suffering with mental health issues. There's a lot in life that can be really difficult. But I think that's what taking time to be meditative and to empty out those thoughts and just clear them away, even if not for long, even if just for a small break, that is so healing and so good for your mind. Just practicing mindfulness, just practicing being in the moment and experiencing relaxation and peace. It's something that I practice. I love meditation. It's really helped me a lot. I had bad anxiety for about a decade, and it really helped me. And so I really hope that these methods will help you too. I just want you to relax and to feel good. If even one person can feel better listening to my voice, then that makes me feel good. I've done my job. I really, really hope this helps. So right now, I want to paint a scenario for you. Meditation doesn't always have to be breathing or clearing your mind completely, being completely silent internally. It can be that way. And I usually meditate that way. But meditation can also use guided imagery. I think that can especially be helpful when it feels impossible to silence your mind. Some days it's like that. So let me help you imagine a peaceful scenario. You're somewhere beautiful. Maybe you're out by a peaceful lake in the mountains. It's alpine. A sunny day, but there's still snow on the high peaks. And the glacial water is clear and cool against your skin. There's a soft breeze. You can hear birds, heron, blue jays, robins, crows. It's beautiful. It's peaceful. And you just take a few soothing breaths. Or maybe you love the beach. You can hear the gentle spray of surf beating on the sand against the rocks that are crusted with mussel and barnacle, clam. You can see pebbles and seashells in the brown sand. You feel the waves brush against your calves and recede, the foam tickling your skin. And there's a beautiful sunset. The waves that are slightly murky turn a beautiful silvery green underneath the pink sky. And there's clouds, but that just enhances the beauty of the bright sherbet sunset. You can smell the sea breeze. Feel that wind bracing, not cold, against your face. And you're relaxed. You're experiencing perfect peace. Maybe your happy place is in the forest. There's tall sequoia and redwood and pine. You can smell the birch, the sycamore. It's lush. There's the babble of a river, a creek, a stream. Maybe you swim in it and wash off after a long day of hiking. It just relaxes you. Your muscles are sore, but in a good way. In a way that makes you feel accomplished. You did a good job on your hike. You see the birds flitting between the trees. Maybe bees are pollinating the flowers. Maybe there's sage or oak, moss hanging from the trees. It's beautiful. Or maybe your happy place is the desert, surrounded by cacti, Joshua tree, desert sage, aloe. It's beautiful. Maybe there's chaparral in the distance, yucca, manzanita, buckwheat, mustard flower, rolling over the hills like a golden wave. And the stars are so bright. There is just nothing around but the sound of creatures that make this desert their home. The air is cold in the night, but you can see the diamond glow of galaxies above you. The world just feels vast, and you feel small, but that's comforting. Everything that troubles you is so small in this moment. So small, it doesn't exist. You just exist in union with the universe. And it relaxes you. Now, if you can, please join me in taking some deep, clarifying, soothing breath. In for 4 counts, hold for 4 counts, and out for 4 counts. Are you ready? And as you breathe, try not to move the upper part of your chest. Try to feel your stomach expand as your diaphragm drops, feeling the expansion even in your pelvic floor and in your back. These will soothe the tense muscles of your core and your abdomen. Okay, so hold 2, 3, 4. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Let's go again. Very good. One more time. I hope you're feeling a little more relaxed. But even if your brain is still nagging at you, that's okay. It's okay if your thoughts are trying to eke their way back into your brain. That's what brains do. Just acknowledge them and gently refocus on the moment. Gently refocus on my voice, guiding you into deeper relaxation. You deserve this. You deserve to relax. It's hard. to feel we're worthy. It's not a feeling most of us are accustomed to. But right now, just focus on my words. Even if you don't believe them, just let them settle in your brain. You are worthy. You are worthy of peace. You are worthy of relaxation. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of happiness. And you are worthy of pleasure. Let those words settle into your mind. Just feel the peace in this moment. Right now, it's just you and me. And I want to relax you. The thing that would make me most happy right now is if you relax and let my voice soothe you. Let my voice remind you of your worth. You're intelligent. You're caring. You're handsome. And you're kind. You're smart. And you're worthy. There is no one else in the world that fills the niche that you do. You are worthy. You are smart. You fill a particular niche that no one else can. And I hope you believe that. Now, if you would, just allow my voice to guide you into a new scenario. We're relaxing, you on your bed, and I'm next to you. And I am going to show you how much I appreciate and love and admire you. Just feel my lips as they gently kiss your forehead. And if there's tension there from stress, feel it melt away under my kisses. Your forehead. Your nose. You have a cute nose. Your eyelids. Your cheeks. Your jaw, your lips, your neck, your Adam's apple, every part of you is so beautiful. And so perfect. I love you, sweetie. You're perfect. Let me help you believe that. You are perfect to me. I love your body. I love your face. I love your eyes and your smile and your cute laugh. I love your voice. You don't know what an effect it has on me. You really don't know. But I just want to make you feel good, baby. Let me keep kissing down your chest. Let me just take care of you, baby. I just want to take care of you. I love you. And making you feel good makes me feel good. Okay? So just relax. Let me make you feel really, really good, baby. That's what I want. That's what I want. Will you let me do that, baby? Will you let me make you feel really good? I hope you will. I hope you will. Let me keep kissing down your stomach. Can I put my mouth on you, baby? I want to do that for you. I want to make you come with my mouth. I want that, baby. I want you to feel good. Will you let me do that? I'm glad, baby. Just lay back and focus on the feeling of my small mouth surrounding you, engulfing you, and just taking care of you. Wow, you taste so good. Just relax, baby. Just let me make you feel good. There you go, baby. There you go. You're so good for me, baby. Just relax. I love your cock, baby. It's perfect. It's perfect, just like you. I want you to come for me. I want you to come for me, please. I want you to come for me, baby. Can you do that for me, baby? Oh, yes, baby. I want you to come for me. Oh, I want you to feel so good. Oh. Oh, come for me, baby. Baby, I hope that helped you feel really relaxed, sweetheart. Let's just cuddle, baby. Let me hold you. There you go, baby. There you go. Just relax. Just relax, sweetie. Oh, just feel yourself in total peace, your mind warm and hazy and foggy and at peace. I've got you, baby. There you go. Thank you for that.